Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Heather Friends, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 32, found in Grade 5, Book 2 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over Question 32 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 52 of the Grade 5 Scoring Guide, and we will go over Question 32. In Part A of this question, the student is asked to round the three given lengths to the nearest hundredth. Then, in Part B, the student is asked to place a second set of numeric lengths in order from least to greatest and to explain how the order was determined. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 3. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response for Part A has all three lengths rounded to the nearest hundredth, 2.80, 3.29, and 4.48. Part B shows the given length in order from least to greatest, with 5.48 first, followed by 5.463 and 5.467, and provides a written explanation of how the lengths were ordered by comparing the place values. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 56 for the first guide paper, a score point 3. This response is complete and correct. The answers in Part A and Part B are correct, and the student has thoroughly explained that the lengths in Part B were ordered by comparing the tenths and hundredths places of all three numbers. The second guide paper, also a score point 3, is another example of a complete and correct response. The rounding and ordering of the decimals in both Part A and Part B are correct, and the complete explanation of determining the order of the numbers in Part B by comparing the hundredths places of all three numbers receives full credit. Next is the third guide paper, which is a score point 2. This response is partially correct. The answers in both Part A and Part B are correct, but the explanation for Part B contains an incorrect statement. The numbers in the tenths and hundredths place do not have the same value. Moving on to the fourth guide paper, we find another score point 2. This student has provided correct answers in both Part A and Part B. However, the explanation for Part B is very general, and it is also missing the comparisons of the place values. The fifth guide paper is the last score point 2 response. Although the answers given in Part A are incorrect, the student has ordered the numbers correctly in Part B and has provided an accurate explanation of the process. This response shows the student has a partial understanding of the task. The next paper, the sixth guide paper, is a score point 1 response. The answers in Part A are incorrect. In Part B, the student has correctly ordered the numbers, but the explanation provided does not sufficiently explain the process. This response demonstrates a limited understanding of the task. Now, let's review the seventh guide paper, which is another score point 1. None of the answers in Part A or Part B are correct. However, the explanation for Part B addresses some elements of the task, so this response receives some credit. Let's move on to the eighth guide paper, which is a score point zero. In this response, neither the answers provided nor the explanation given are correct. Note that in Part B, the student ordered the numbers from greatest to least, which receives no credit. The ninth guide paper, which is the last guide paper for this question, is another score point zero. This paper also has no correct answers, and the explanation provided is insufficient. Please take a moment to review these nine papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are five practice set papers for question 32, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the three-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the five practice set papers for question 32. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is practice set 26. This response is only partially correct. The answers in both Part A and Part B are correct, but the explanation for Part B is not sufficient to demonstrate the student has a thorough understanding of the task. This paper receives a score point 2. Next, we have practice set 27. This response is incorrect and demonstrates no understanding of rounding decimals or ordering them from least to greatest. This response receives a score point 0. In practice set 28, the answers in Part A and Part B are incorrect, but the explanation for Part B provides some understanding of how to determine the correct place value and how to order decimals from least to greatest. Therefore, this response receives a score point 1. Let's move on to practice set 29. In this paper, the student has given correct answers in Part A and Part B, but the explanation for Part B provides a general strategy that is too weak to receive full credit. This response only receives a score point 2. Our last practice set for this question is practice set 30. The answers in Part A and the ordering of the decimals in Part B are correct. In addition, the explanation in Part B demonstrates a thorough understanding of the mathematical concepts required for this task. Therefore, this response earns a score point 3. We have now reached the end of our practice set. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.